being summertime, we're going to talk about great music that comes out this summer. What does summer mean to you? Amy Phillips is a senior editor for PitchforkMedia.com. She joins us from Chicago, WBEZ. Hey, Amy.
Hello.
And Will Hermes. He's sitting here, which I think we've known each other now for 12 years. This is our third meeting, I think.
Right? Yes, and my first time in D.C.
That's right. And Will these days, of course, reviews music and for All Things Considered and is a contributor to Rolling Stone magazine. And Bruce Warren joining us for the first time, Assistant General Manager for Programming at WXPN and the Executive Producer for World Cafe. Welcome, Bruce.
Thanks, Bob.
Let's hit this hold steady and get the show on the road. That is a summer song, at least in the summer songs of my mind. When I think of summer songs, Will Hermes, The Hold Steady, new record.
Oh, my goodness.
It's coming out. It's called Stay Positive.
It's a positive Hold Steady record, except like most Hold Steady records, the sentiments are usually drunk or drugged or unreliable in some way. But I don't know, maybe you're a fan of this record, too.
Oh, yes. And, oh, yes.
And does this record scream summer? Is that the sort of summer stereotype that you think of?
Well, that song certainly does. But when I think of summer songs, I tend to think of club jams.
Okay.
Blasting out of car windows more than the Hold Steady. But but yes, certainly in that song, can't deny it, it's summer.
Yeah, it's sort of like a summer 1983 kind of song.
So tell us, Jamie, about Stay Positive. You've heard the whole thing?
Me, yes, yes, it's wonderful. Listening to it, I just shake my head and say, I can't believe this band has done it again. They've made another great start-to-finish record, just really fun, but also sad and poignant if you listen to the lyrics really closely. Again, lots of failure, lots of heartbreak, but the music is so, so positive, as the title suggests.
And do you get that there's some sort of a murder or some sort of a crime that was committed? Like, I was listening to the lyrics, and it seems that there's some sort of a running narrative of people being called in to give testimony about something that happened in a number
of songs.
There's
something involving a college girl and townies, it seems.
Yeah.
Something bad happened.
It's kind of dark clouds over
Bruce Warren, have you heard this record yet?
Yeah, I have, actually. I think it's an amazing record. I got a chance to see these guys play a bunch of these new songs a few weeks ago here in Philly. Constructive Summer is an amazing song. There are several references to great rock and roll icons throughout this record.
Yeah.
In that song just alone, I mean, they name check Joe Strummer at the end of it. You know, I think the first line, they say something like, my friends and I are like the drums on Lust for Life or something like that. And they capture this incredible rock and roll spirit. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a song on this record called Lord, I'm Discouraged, which is like the next great metal ballad, epic ballad. It's an amazing song. As good as Constructive Summer is, it gets better as you go through it.
Okay, well, let's hear it because I haven't heard that one.
Thank you. circles of suction arise. Lord of this courage, her new friends have shadowed her life. Lord of this courage, she ain't come out dancing for some time. I tried to light candles, but they burn down to nothing. She keeps coming up with excuses and hatches and fortified wine. Excuses and hatches and fortified wine. Excuses and hatches and fortified wine. There's a house on the south side.
I sometimes wish that they would expand their texture some. That's a nice song. If you sort of go through this record quickly and don't do the things that Will was saying, which listen so carefully to the words and stuff, I find that this record sound just like the last record.
Well, except that they do add a few new colors to that. There's Talkbox. There's a Peter Frampton style Talkbox on one track, and they even have this one track with Jay Maskus playing banjo. It's almost like a kind of a psych folk kind of thing.
Yeah, and the keyboards are also. I think there's a lot of new depth on some of the keyboards. The second song on the record has that. It's sort of like the thing that Lurch used to play, the harpsichord or whatever. it was like the keyboard that you hear on like those old Left Bank, songs.
Maybe it's like a fake electric keyboard.
Well, the harpsichord, I think the Left Bank played a real harpsichord. I don't think they were very famous fake harpsichords back in 1965. Bruce Warren, there's a band that has a nice, good piano sound as the basis of their kind of rock and roll, a group called Delta Spirit. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a band that just sort of hit my radar. Apparently, they've been around since 2004, 2005, came out of the San Diego music scene. A friend of mine described them to me as if Cold War Kids and Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah and Spoon sort of had a bastard child. Maybe those are I can see the similarities. I think, but for folks who are not familiar with any of those bands, they're basically a straightforward sort of little rock and roll band, but they write incredible songs, and ultimately that's what it's going to come down to. They are putting out, I guess, their debut album. It's called Ode to Sunshine. It was a record that was released in 2007. It's coming out on Rounder. And let's see, the song that I would like for you guys to play is called Trash Can.
Okay, so let's give a listen. This record comes out on the 26th of August by Delta Spirit.
Right.
The band Delta Spirit.
That sounds like Bobby Keys playing piano. Not Bobby
exactly,
Keys.
Right?
Who's the guy who plays piano on the Stones records?
Bobby Whitlock.
Bobby Whitlock?
Yeah, I think it was Bobby Whitlock. And then there was Nicky Hopkins, too.
Yeah.
But
anyway, that sounds like, an old Stones jam. That was fun.
For something completely different, I got to hear Will brought a copy of the Kimya Dawson by earlier today, and it just leads off in a way. You want to take us to the song, Will?
Oh, to the title track?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, Kimya Dawson, very, very funny, witty, completely under-the-radar singer-songwriter, worked with the Moldy Peaches, and then Juno came out, and suddenly the soundtrack to Juno, full of Kimya Dawson songs, was the number one record in the country for a few completely bizarre weeks. And so Kimya Dawson, with the eyes of the world on her, follows up Juno with a brand new record, and the first song on it is this.
A is for apple, B is for butt, C is for cat butt, D is for doo-doo, E is for elephant doo-doo, F is for fart, G is for gorilla fart, H is for huge gorilla fart, I is for eyeball, J is for jammies, K is for kid fart, L is for loud and long farts, M is for monkey butt.
So she takes it through the whole alphabet of jokes that will make a six-year-old really
jokes,
totally.
You know? It's a kid's record, but the thing that's kind of nice about it is that I played the Juno record for my six-year-old who loves it, and Kimya records are all kind of kids' records in a way, even if they have cuss words on them.
Anybody else hear the Kimya Dawson record out there?
Thankfully, I have not heard that entire
yes.
record yet.
Okay, Amy, I'm glad you said that.
No, I love. Have you not loved any Kimya Dawson yet?
I have loved limited amounts Kimya Dawson. I enjoy, but an entire record of that I think would drive me up the wall.
Yeah, Alphabet is 59 seconds, so just about the right length.
Do you have a favorite you want to play?
Sure. There are a lot of kids songs that parents might not kind of get with, like Pee Pee in the Potty maybe is one that probably wouldn't win over too many over four. But Happy Home is a song that is subtitled Keep on Writing. And just as somebody who just came back from kind of working on a book for 8 straight days, it was kind of a good cheer.
That I felt so all alone, that I never thought that someday I would have a happy home. A family and a 4-track Radio Shack microphones. A backyard and a hammock and a paid off student loan. A backyard and a hammock and a paid off student loan. So if you see me and I'm dreaming about selling socks on eBay, shake me hard till I'm awake. The stitches will unravel if you knit with fishing line. Though your cast will be refined, you'd be better off with
Amy, any better?
I think Amy's left the studio.
Oh, no, good. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. But, this is a great record. Do you know, is this record, besides the P and poopy kind of jokes, is it something that totally for kids?
It's geared towards being a kids record. Okay. And actually I interviewed her once for a story, and her parents run a daycare center out of their house. So whenever she's home, she spends a lot of time with kids,
and you
can
hear them.
You can tell from the record. I mean,
and you
I
hear
think,
kids' voices on the record too.
Yeah,
as well.
People who are looking for kids' music that won't completely drive them crazy. This is
I believe she's
ballpark.
Also going to be on Sesame Street fairly soon, is the rumor.
Oh, no
that's
joke.
Great. Good for her. She's well,
she had a baby a couple years ago, right? She's got like a 2-year-old, I think.
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, there's something going on there. A paid off student loan is something I can definitely get into. I'm not so, you know, sure about the poopy jokes. I'm sort of a little past the poopy jokes with my kids, but
it's nice to get past that. So the other end of the spectrum here, those summer songs that come out of clubs that adults attend, is this Missy Elliott might be one this summer, Amy, that you bring to the table here?
For sure. A summer without a Missy Elliott jam is a summer without sunshine.
And this is Timbaland back with her too, right?
Yes. Yes. Timbaland on this new record, which is going to be called Block Party. Appropriately enough for summer. Timbaland and Missy are reunited for some tracks, I believe. Pharrell also did some, as well as some other people.
The Virginia Beach Posse.
Yes. Shake Your Pom Pom, I believe, was originally intended for the Step Up to the Streets soundtrack, the fine cinematic endeavor Step Up to the Streets.
I'm sorry.
We missed that one.
That one just flew over my head. So.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, but it is coming out on Block Party, and it has a real DC go-go vibe to it. A lot of horns, and it makes you want to shake your pom-pom.
Great. It comes out in August. Let's listen to Missy Elliott.
Shake like an earthquake. There is no escape when I shake it in your face. Now don't you wanna tape a booty shaking on your tape? So show it to your boys and see the look on all their face. I move it to the left, move it to the right. Double time, I show them what they like. Look at it, slow motion freeze. Stop for the camera, paparazzi wanna see cheese. Hello, hey, how you doing? I shake it like this, now let me see if you could do it. Drop it on the one. Shake, their faces all stunned. If you got it, then move it kinda fast. The board is all gas, why they try to make a pass? Whistle while you work, go ahead do your dirt, even if you like to flirt. Lift up your skirts, then turn them out. One leg up, go ahead, shake it out.
I guess you're not gonna hear Kimmy Dawson at the volume, and you would hear this.
I love those dropouts.
Yeah. Have you heard the whole record yet, Amy?
No, I don't. I'm not sure it's even finished. I think she's still putting the finishing touches on it. But so far, there have been a few tracks out, and needless to say, I am quite excited.
Speaking of finishing touches, I got to hear about 8 songs from the new Beck record about 6-7 weeks ago. It wasn't finished. He's working on this record with Danger Mouse, who must be working on every record on the planet these days. And it was a really good record. We got a chance to play a cut for you here. It's a song called Chemtrails that's on a record called Modern Guilt. The song itself starts off, well, I'm not going to play it from the top. It starts off very slow and languid. I like the 8 songs that I heard. This is one I could play for you today. We'll hear a little bit of the slow beginning to this cut and then play a little bit of Beck.
Thank you.
sounds very
exactly. Little late Pink Floyd, early period Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it sounds a little 60s psych, but Danger Mouse as a producer is certainly certainly into that stuff. I guess people know him best from his work with Gnarls Barkley as one half of that group. This is a little different than that.
Anybody heard the whole Beck record yet?
Oh, I haven't. That's actually the first I'm hearing of it.
Oh, okay. Well, you're all in for a treat, and the Danger Mouse touch is just light. You definitely feel it, and those very 60s pop things that he brings to a record are certainly there, but it's not overpowering, and it's I think it's helpful.
Mm,
it's great songs by Beck. So we're talking summer releases, things that come out between the summer and September the 21st. Talking with Amy Phillips, senior editor for Pitchfork Media. Will Hermes, a reviewer for All Things Considered, and Rolling Stone as a contributor to Rolling Stone. And Bruce Warren at WXPN in Philadelphia. Bruce Warren, who are the Black Kids?
Yes, the Black Kids are a rock and roll band from Jacksonville, Florida.
Are they white?
And they're fronted... I guess you go to their website and see for yourself.
Okay.
I didn't like to answer that question.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry to say.
Okay.
That's okay. Some of them are white. Some of them are black. But they call themselves the Black Kids. I have no idea why.
They're beyond race.
Yeah, they're beyond race. That's great. Whoever said that. Was that you, Will?
Yeah. And they might even agree. I don't know.
Yeah.
They might not.
You know, the band was fronted by a guy named Reggie Youngblood. He has a sister who's also in a band there. I think there's five pieces in the band. And I think, in the fall of 07, they kind of exploded out of CMJ. The music blog world just, went crazy over this band. And they're about to put out their debut album coming out on Columbia in June. And let's listen to this song. I think this is my vote for the current song of the summer. So here you go. It's called something about not wanting to teach your
I'm not going to teach my
how to
boyfriend how
you.
To dance with you yet.
It's that boyfriend dancing song.
Okay. Oh, my producer just called me a stick in the mud. God, do I hate that song. I'm so sorry. I just can't stand it.
It
drives me nuts. The
fake, I love that
phony
song.
Accents drive me crazy.
I love that song, too.
I'm glad you do.
It's
a good Robert Smith imitation, though, really.
Will said that by the 10th time, you're really going to love it, and I'm just never going to get there.
Amy, you've been listening to this song for months, because this came out actually last year, didn't it?
Yes, this version of it though is
Pitchfork
pretty new.
Pitchfork was all over that
however,
record.
Yes,
because it was, yeah.
Oh, this is a re-recorded version. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, for
it's
the album.
Produced by Bernard Butler of
right.
Suede.
Ah, I remember Suede.
It was originally put up on MySpace as a very rough demo version, but the kernel of the energy was there, and that's what everybody went crazy for.
That's a great song.
And, you know, I think it has, like, one of the, I always say there's, like, great songs have to have at least one of a few major elements. Cowbell is one of them. hand claps are another. And, you know, the whole like, number shouting thing, you know, it's like, one, you're biting my tongue. This song
two.
Is so infectious.
That Missy jam had a cowbell, too.
You just think about it. Take pause for a moment and just think about that theory, and we can come back to it later on. Anyway, the whole album is really good. They've delivered. I've seen them a few times now. They're getting better live too, and that's an encouraging sign. So it could be hopefully the summer of the Black Kids.
So depressing.
Sorry, Bob. You're outnumbered. No,
synth pop is coming back.
That's life. Yeah. Oh gosh, can I just play something that I got knocked out by? But it's not it's not what you'd call the summer thing in the upbeat way that the Black Kids. And I'm not going to put them one against the other because it's just going to lose. but it does have strings, actually real strings. It's a new Randy Newman record, and Randy Newman is someone who I love for a couple of records, Sail Away, and a few others.
And Good Old Boys.
And Good Old Boys, absolutely. And then I fell away from him, and I thought he did cute, clever music for soundtracks for a really long time. And then I heard this new record. It's called Harps and Angels. And it just made me smile. This is languid Southern summer. You know, this is not the club summer. So let's listen to a cut. It's the title track. It's called Harps and Angels.
Anybody see me lately? I tell you why. Anybody see me lately? I tell you why. I caught something made me so sick that I thought that I would die. And almost did too. First my knees begin to tremble, my heart begin to pound. First my knees begin to tremble, my heart begin to pound. See rhythmic, got a tune, lost my equilibrium, fell face down upon the ground. I lay down on a cold pavement, tear ran down my face, cause I thought I was dying. You boys know I'm not a religious man, but I sent a prayer out just in case. You never know. Lo and behold, almost immediately I had reason to believe my prayer had been heard in a very special place. But it's what happened. I heard this sound. Yes.
We'll put the entire song online so you can hear what happened. I'm not a blues lover, never really have been a blues lover, but he uses the form to tell a tale and orchestrates it in such a great way.
Yeah, it really does harken back to records like Sail Away. I mean, there's the whole song cycle on this record. It's kind of a record about America now.
Absolutely.
And the irony is thickening up to, like peanut butter in the refrigerator.
I'm glad he came back for one more great. Maybe he's got more great records left in him. I'm glad he came back for
that. That sounded great. That made me smile also, Bob.
Good.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Amy Phillips, this Randy Newman, maybe not for you. Did the lyrics, did the words take you in at all?
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Randy Newman. Don't feel any great personal emotional connection to Randy Newman, but definitely tip my hat to him.
Great. If you ever get a chance to listen to the album Sail Away, I'd recommend it. And and then I'd go for this one because this is really a good one.
The lyrics to one of the songs, A Few Words, actually ran as a New York Times op-ed piece like months ago, and they're pretty pointed. There's I was listening to this record earlier, and I was just jotting down lyrics because they were all so good. And there's one that from that song, it goes, the end of an empire is messy at best. This empire has ended like all the rest, like the Spanish Armada adrift on the sea. We're adrift in the land of the brave and the home of the free. and always ends on an upbeat note.
Word.
Conor Oberst has written some great music as a and what's so funny about it? Is that just not true?
No, it is. I think it's true.
Conor Oberst is a great lyricist as well, and he's got a record not as Bright Eyes. Anybody heard this?
No, I haven't heard anything. I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, I've actually been listening to this record. It's billed simply as Conor Oberst. It's a self-titled record, and the difference between Conor Oberst record and a Bright Eyes record is—I don't really know, actually.
Assuming it was going
to
be more acoustic guitar.
The technical difference is that the producer Mike Mogis is not involved.
He's not involved at all.
Right. No,
on this
not
one, that's the difference between Bright Eyes and this is what she's saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is why he billed it as a solo record.
All right. Yes. Sonically, it is a little bit more stripped down and acoustic. It's kind of a Nebraska-like album, appropriately enough, from a guy from Nebraska, but who also I know likes that Springsteen record, and so a lot of it's acoustic, and you know some of the stuff is full band, and it's also kind of a record about. If the Randy Newman record's a record about America, this is a record about America, too, but it's a little bit more introverted, as you might expect. He's traveling around the country. And should we hear one of the pop songs, one of the big band pop songs?
How about we play a little of two different cuts? Let's play the little acoustic and then go do a little pop.
Okay. This is one of the acoustic tracks called Lenders in the Temple.
Short delay, the parrot blues, little voices mimic you. It's not so hard to make that sound. So watch your back, the Ides of March. Cut your hair like Joan of Arc. Disguise your will, they'll find you out. And when they do, look out. There's money lenders inside the temple. That circus tiger's gonna break your heart. Something so wild turned into
cool.
Yeah, I was listening to that before, and I was trying to put my finger on who the guitar figure reminded me of, and Elliott Smith came to mind. I don't know why.
That's what I was gonna say.
Huh.
Yes.
We'll play one of the pop things and see if that sticks, if the Elliott Smith notion sticks with us.
Yeah, this is called Moab.
I used up your compassion, so I come to make a trade. You can hate me, but just love me in return. And if I know where to find you, I stay out of your way. I won't come back to borrow all the happiness you earned. I'll just slide back down to the bottom while you make your place in the hills. There's nothing that the road cannot heal. There's nothing that the road cannot heal. Washed under the blacktop, gone beneath my wheels. There's nothing that the road.
I look forward to hearing this whole thing. I've skimmed it, just got it when you brought it this afternoon, so
yeah, good driving song. There's nothing that the road cannot heal.
Tell me, Bruce Warren, tell me who, by the way, the record, the Conor Oberst record is self-titled. It comes out August 5th. Bruce Warren, tell me who the Golden Animals are.
Yes, the Golden Animals are a duo. They're originally, I guess they originally, the woman is a woman named Linda Beecroft, and Tommy Eisner is the lead singer and guitar player. This is not a White Stripes, you know, band at all. In fact, they sort of mine, I think, something different, although it sort of pulls from the blues stuff. Linda's originally from Sweden. Tommy's originally from Baltimore. They met somewhere, and, you know, they've been making music for a while. They put out an EP last year. They have a new album coming out, I believe, in July. And, Tommy sounds a little bit like Jim Morrison to me, but they kind of draw on this blues thing.
That's, I mean, not like that Jimmy, I don't like Jim Morrison,
Jimmy
but,
Reed.
But
so, but it's, you know, it, I know a lot of people are going to probably compare him to the White Stripes, which unfortunately is, I don't hear it in my own head. The album is called Free. I love the title of this record, Free Your Mind and Win a Pony. just love that name, right?
George Clinton's lawyers are on the
exactly.
phone.
Exactly. So let's check out
this. What was
this
the George
one,
Clinton reference?
Oh, free your mind and your ass. Ass will follow.
Will follow.
Okay, right.
Famous Pete Funk record.
That's right.
So let's check it out.
What cut are we going to play again?
All right, let's listen to Try On Me from the Golden Animals.
You got Paul Kantner sound. You got Jefferson Airplane going on. You got
it's amazing,
tours
right?
going on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he's really got that Morrison thing down, which kind of put me off at first when I listened to this record. And just the Morrison influence. I don't know if I had a bad experience with the Doors as a young child. I'm not sure.
I'll take you to my room and I will play you some Doors and cure you of that problem, I found, my friend.
Ooh.
I had a bad experience with the Doors when I was younger, and it turned out absolutely fantastic. So
you just got to start from good. Before LA Woman. Don't play it. Don't do LA Woman. That's all. You'll be okay. Now, Will Hermes and I, like I said, see each other 3 times a year, and sitting on my desk was something. Will and I worked on a piece on Eliza Carthy. The great folk singer in her own right, but daughter of Martin Carthy, my favorite guitar player in the 70s, besides Richard Thompson, great folk guitar
Martin
player. And
English
and,
folk guitarist.
And
high repute.
And her mother is
Norma Watterson.
Norma Watterson, I couldn't remember her first name. Norma Watterson, another great English folkie. And sitting on the desk, just waiting for the two of us to see and come together again over Eliza Carthy. Is a new Eliza Carthy record with a gorgeous cover, and I was curious what it was like, and so we flipped on the first cut. I was pretty knocked out. How about you?
Yeah, the last time we were talking about Eliza Carthy was a bunch of years ago, where for like a split second she was signed to Warner Brothers and going to be like the pre-Nora Jones, Nora Jones or something, and that didn't really work out, and she's been making great, really forward-looking English folk.
That's right.
Flavored records.
Her
that
folks were traditionalists, and she's not.
And she's definitely not. But at the same time, she's not trying to cross over anymore. And the first song from this record, in addition to a very weird, slippery groove, is a pretty pointed kind of. It's just basically a song about whoring yourself out to the music industry. It's called "Follow the Dollar."
Give a listen.
Decisions, but we follow the dollar all
What a voice. Gosh. And who's singing? Do you know who's singing with her at all?
I think a number of the guys in her band, Ben Novitsky, Willie Mollison, guys who I'm really not familiar with. But she does have that. There's so many young American kind of indie rock artists who are trying to kind of tap into this British folk style of singing. And she's got the genes.
Who comes to mind when you think of that?
Oh, I don't know. Some of the folks. I mean, Devendra Banhart sometimes, and some of his stuff, and some of the phrasing, even Joanna Newsom, some of her phrasing sounds a little Celtic.
And anybody out there who never was in love with English folk music, find her voice either appealing or something you want to run away from?
I certainly don't have much of a background in English folk music, but that I really liked the way that she married those vocals, those traditional folky vocals, to that kind of hard-driving, Stonesy guitar. Mm-hmm. I thought that worked really well.
Yeah, it's a weird juxtaposition, because at first it sort of sounds like, oh, okay, it's another one of these blues rock workouts, but then the groove gets kind of unsteady, and I don't know what that drummer was doing. Fell out of my chair.
There's a group called Steel Eye Span, for anybody who likes that kind of chunky rhythms that go along with incredibly beautiful voice. Steel Eye Span is the band to hear.
Yeah, and Fairport Convention, of course, going back to that same era, pretty much.
And that Eliza Carthy is called Dreams of Breathing Underwater, comes out on the 22nd of July. We're talking summer music with Will Hermes here in Washington, D.C. with me, and Bruce Warren at WXPN in Philadelphia. Amy Phillips, though, who's in Chicago, is going to take us out on the dance club record for the summer. What do you think?
Avant club record?
Avant, yes, for sure.
I would say it probably is the avant club record of the summer, at least for America. It's been out in England, I believe, since March, maybe?
And it's called?
It's a self-titled debut album from Hercules and Love Affair, which is one guy, I believe his name is Andy Butler, and a bunch of guests. And it's a disco album through and through. But it features a lot of vocals from Anthony Hegarty, from Anthony and the Johnsons, who is mostly known for his very dirge-like singing, his very sad, really, really experimental music. But this record is not like that at all. It's a disco dance party, but still with very sad sentiments, but the music is for dancing, for sure.
Can I, before we play this record, does anyone know why Anthony hasn't done another record with the Johnsons? I mean,
he's working on one. Some guy who was working on it was sitting behind me at a concert, and he was talking about it, and he was just I think he was like an engineer or something, and he was kind of pulling his hair out because it was just taking a long time. But supposedly it's very close to done.
He's been on, you know, 70-80 records as a singer, but not his own.
It's true. He's becoming the Emmylou Harris of indie avant something or other.
So what is it about this Hercules and Love Affair that got all these people together to make essentially, there's like Gamble and Huffy kind of Philadelphia stringy kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very much a disco record going on here.
For sure. Well, the record comes out in the U.S. on the label Mute, but it is a joint venture between Mute and DFA, which is the label and production company of James Murphy from LCD Sound System.
Yeah.
And Tim Goldsworthy, who's his partner in the DFA. And those guys, not single-handedly, but pretty strongly, have made disco cool again.
Yeah, they're a reliable brand.
Oh, very reliable brand, yes. They've brought us Hot Chip and LCD Sound System and The Rapture. And this is the latest kind of discovery of theirs that has made, once again, making disco cool for indie kids to like.
And it's people have thrown around the name of Arthur Russell.
Yeah.
In relation to this album, just as kind of an influence.
Who's a fairly unknown producer of avant disco back in the late 70s.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yes, no longer with us, sadly. But yeah. being rediscovered, and actually, there's a film,
a documentary
that just came out. I think probably hard to find, but it's around.
Well, let's go out on this upbeat music, sort of upbeat music. Not, I mean, content-wise, it's not always right.
Right. The lyrics to this song are very, very mournful, but the vibe is total club jam.
Well, take us out, Amy Phillips. What song are we going to play?
This is Hercules and Love Affair, and this song is called You Belong, and it's their latest single.
Great. And you should know all these songs you can hear in full online at npr.org/allsongs. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And a quick reminder, it's halfway through the year. We're asking you to vote for your favorite CDs of the year. Go to the All Songs Considered blog. Go to npr.org/allsongs. Look for the link to our blog and vote for your 5 favorite CDs of the year so far.
The lights, they call me. Call me to your side. The lights, they blind me. They take my side. Will you restore me? The lights, they blind me. Soon he descends. You belong to him tonight. There is nothing he can do. You belong to him tonight. There is nothing he can do. You belong to him tonight. Can do.